Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, a crime has been committed in the world of music.
Again? Another one?
Billboard is out with their top five, check that, top 75 R&B singers of all time. There's a notable omission in the top five. Number five is Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Number four is Beyonce.
Okay.
Wait, can I guess the omission?
When I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Number three is Michael Jackson. Number two is Aretha Franklin.
Of course.
And number one is Stevie Wonder. Sam, go ahead. That is correct, sir.
Okay, but may
no,
I?
No. No. Nope.
This is Prince for those of you on podcast.
Okay. If I may.
You may. And I'll let you guess where he ends up on the list. He does end up on the list of the top 75.
How is Otis Redding not on that list?
Well, he's on the list. He's just not in the top
five. When you talk about R&B, I do not consider like Michael Jackson, and I don't consider Prince R&B. I'm sorry, I don't.
What?
I think he's one of the most talented musicians in history.
They most certainly are R&B. Usher's R&B.
Yeah,
Beyonce's R&B.
Yeah, but I think when I think Prince, I think pop.
Yeah, but
Let's Go Crazy is not an R&B song.
Well, then why is Whitney Houston on the list? She's number five. Why is Aretha Franklin on the list? She's pop in the 60s.
Oh, but you make me feel like A Natural Woman is more R&B than...
And Purple Rain's not?
I Will Always Love You.
From the text line, Prince is less R&B and more rock pop.
I agree. I agree. I mean, you got to get me into like Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye was number 10.
Al Green.
Charles was 11.
Etta James.
She was in the 70s, I believe. I think she was 74.
Okay.
I went through the whole list. It was ridiculous. I mean, where they put Diana Ross is like Gladys Knight is 30.
Oh,
Diana
come
Ross,
on.
Diana Ross is 29.
Did now, you say Beyonce?
Beyonce is number four.
Is she R&B?
No, she's, I mean, if we're going to break down between R&B and pop, she's pop.
Yeah, no question.
You know?
Well, and lately she's country.
True?
Yeah.
There was one on here. The Weeknd is 47th. I mean,
he's not even R&B.
John Legend is 50th.
Okay, come John on. Legend is R&B.
Well, but I think what we're when you say R&B,
are we splitting hairs?
Yeah, I think so. And let me say, Al Green, by the way, was 18. I think R&B is black pop because there's not a single person on here who's white. And that's when I think of R&B, I think of black pop.
Oh, that's not what I think of. I think of Etta James and Otis Redding.
Both black.
No, but that's not pop. You played These Arms of Mine. These Arms of Mine by Otis Redding is one of the most iconic, is one of my favorite songs of all time.
But you have to remember where the word pop comes from when you're referring to music. It's short for popular. You know, that's the,
right?
The top 40 is pop music, and it could be anything. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this song.
Great song. But see, this was popular music at the time it was released. Therefore, is it pop or is it R&B?
It's R&B, and it lives on today.
By the way, Prince comes in at number 7.
Okay.
You're mad about two positions?
He's one of the most brilliant musicians in history, but I don't consider him to be R&B.
I'm mad about 7 positions. He belongs at number 1.
Okay.
I do think, though, that we're getting to a point now with music that there are no clear defining lines between genres.
It's all sort of blended together.
I don't agree with that at all.
Some songs fit specifically in a genre, but you're not going to find an artist who just outright fits in that genre, except for maybe Billy Strings, who plays one type of music.
Well, but Shinedown.
Which, by the way, Sam.
Is hard rock.
That's true.
I have very all over the board music tastes, you know, and I listen 99% of my day. I've got music on. And when I'm in here, it's on in my head.
Which, by the way, is a new thing because you used to not be this way.
So Billy Strings, I really like Billy Strings.
Love me some Billy Strings.
Reminds me a little bit of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. It really is in that wheelhouse if you don't know who Billy Strings is. And I played it the other day in the car, and Johnny is open to all kinds of music.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, one of my dear friends, Sandy, just went to this Billy Strings show. Sam went. They said it was outstanding. I want to play a couple for you. We get about 3 or 4 bars in, and he just goes, no.
What?
Wow.
He goes, I draw the line at Billy Strings. I go, really? You don't like it? It is very eclectic. And I like it. I don't know that I would play it on a loop like I can other artists.
I will be honest, 3 hours of jam band of Billy Strings was a lot.
It's a lot.
It was an experience.
Yes, I'm glad you went. And when they come back, I shall too go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.